morning. It's the 21st of January 2013. We've got technical issues in the studio as usual, so apologies. Our 44 fires didn't play out properly. Got a bit of a packed show today. We're going to start off with Max Egan, who's the Australian broadcaster and filmmaker. He's been on a recent trip to Gaza, and we're going to have a little catch-up on that. He's also just made a new video, which is out online on his YouTube channel, which is AOD Scarecrow, and it's all on the Sandy Hook tragedy, called An American Coup d'Etat. So that's on his YouTube channel. I'm going to bring Max in straight away because we've also got Talky TV guys in with the studio with me. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
And following that, we're going to have Clive on, Clive DeCarl, the health expert, for the last 5-10 minutes, just talking about the talk that he's going to be giving in Totnes next week about longevity and empowering yourself with regards to health. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Max in. Good morning, Max.
Hey, nice to be on the show again, Lou.
Yeah, lovely to have you again. Just for the benefit, because you came on to Liberty Tactics with us before, this show's going out around Devon on the FM. So just for the benefit of listeners over here in Devon, can you give a little bit about your background and how you got into making the fantastic movies that you do and your radio show where you're really trying to wake people up, as like what I'm really trying to do here over in the UK, and you're over there in Australia and flying the flag for the truth movement?
Yeah, it just was kind of a natural progression, really. I mean, I'd been researching this stuff for most of my life, and then when 9/11 happened and things got a little bit serious, suddenly my research became my main forte, and yeah, the rest of the life just sort of got put on hold because it sort of got a bit desperate. I started to see that we were in a little bit of trouble here. That was the big end game we were waiting for, and it's just been an ongoing thing since then, and it kind of just morphed into becoming a radio host. I'd never planned on doing it. I just basically started making a few slideshows and putting them on YouTube, and then they sort of got appreciated by people, so I started sort of concentrating on a little bit more and ended up making actual movies. So it's it was just kind of a natural progression.
I mean, the ones that stick out in my mind is The Awakening, which is absolutely fantastic, and then you did a 2012 one as well, didn't you?
I did The Awakening, and then I did Transformation. I really started
Transformation.
In 2012, that's about transhumanism and where they're sort of trying to take us. And I just usually release a bit of a slideshow with each radio show that I do. I do weekly radio shows at an American station, and I post each one on YouTube as well, and I just create a slideshow with that. Sometimes I just put colourful scenery to go with it because I'm too busy. But sometimes I make something that illustrates the dialogue. I try to do that, but sometimes I just don't get time.
No. So when we last spoke to you, you were heading off to go to Gaza. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that trip and what was the purpose of it?
Well, just to have a look, really. I really wanted to go and see what the Palestinian people were really like. I really wanted to see what the situation was really like in there. I think I was in the Cairo Inn when I spoke to you last. It was the night before we went in. We just got off the flight, and I was probably a little bit late coming on the show. But, yeah, we got up at 5 o'clock the next morning, and we drove across the Sinai, and we went in through a tunnel system, but not the tunnels that everybody talks about. This was a rebel tunnel.
Right.
It was quite deep underground and very, very claustrophobic. It was a very small tunnel, very long time. We were at least an hour underground, about 50 metres underground. It was quite dramatic, really.
Wow.
But going in there was amazing. Getting into Rafah and seeing what the place is really like, and meeting the people, and they're a really genuine people, a really beautiful people, and they're caught up in a very, very horrible situation, and they're subject to enormous hardships at the hands of Israel, and just because of the blockade, which I think may have eased off a little bit now, but I mean, nothing really substantial, and it was a shocking thing to see. I mean, Gaza Strip is an area 25 miles long. 5 miles wide. It's got 1.6, 1.7 million people and over 800,000 children, like well over half the population is children.
Yeah.
And half of the adult population are women. And of the male population, only about 1% of them have ever actually fired a gun. So, I mean, declaring a war against these people, you've got Israel, one of the strongest military forces on earth.
With the backing of America as well.
Well, yeah, declaring war on this impoverished, besieged area of land 5 miles long, 25 miles wide that is home to 1.3 million women and children. It's a joke. It's not a war. It's genocide. And okay, just to see the hardship that they're in, saltwater showers, you know, the overflowing sewage system because they can't get the parts to fix it. The electricity's off, you know, 8 to 16 hours a day in certain places. It's very, very difficult conditions that these people are forced to live in.
And you went over with Ken O'Keefe, did you? Is that right?
Yeah, Ken and I both went in there. Looking forward to seeing Ken a bit later in the year. He's in Hawaii at the moment. I'm trying to get over there. I've got so much on. I don't know where I'm really going to be going this year. I've got some major projects that I want to accomplish this year, and I'm not sure where it's going to start and where it's going to take me, but I want to try to start a project, a bit of a groundswell this year, try to create some community empowerment and some sort of a movement, a global movement that's going to change the direction we're going in. I think it's about time that the people stood up and fixed this situation and realized that the people that are doing all of this to the world are simply public trustees, and we have the ability to change things as long as we know who we are, and we have the willingness to stand up and do it. And there's a lot of that going on here at the moment. Actually, there's actions being taken against certain councils in Australia. There's a video that I've posted on my website called Pirates of the Suburbs. I recommend that everybody watch it. People in an Australian situation talking to Australian council, but it applies to everybody because it's a corporate system all over the world. So it really does show you how you can deal with these people. And hopefully we're going to take the country back and take the planet back. I think that's what we need to do. I think we can do it peacefully if we do it in the right way.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, how do you get people to wake up? Because, I mean, I've got members of my family who just think I'm barking when I put the evidence down there in front of them and show them that things aren't quite right, and they won't hear a word of it. No, it's just a load of conspiracy theories, even though these theories have now come to light. I mean, anyone really who doesn't see flaws in the whole 9/11 official story, I mean, that's for many, many people, that was the trigger point in waking them up. I know it was for myself. But how do you go around, you know, waking people up and getting people to realise that everything, you know, our governments aren't that great, they're not looking after our interests, that they are working for this group of international bankers who have allegiance to no country, no flag or to anything. How do you go about waking people up, Max?
Well, you know, try to get them to look at their own lives, get to look at the state of hardship there and the amount of bills that they've got. Have a look at the services that the council, local councils in their cities provides for them. The quality of those services compared to what they were 20 years ago and the cost of those services compared to what they were 20 years ago. You find that everything is very, very much degraded and it costs much, much more than what it did. And this is not what we employ governments for. I really suggest watching this video. When you see how they approach the council here in Australia, and they virtually show that the council is actually a corporation. It's a corporate entity. So that's the problem that we've got. I mean, the problem isn't really the government is essentially bad. If we're going to have society, we need some form of governance if we're going to have this type of society. But we need a governance that serves the people and acts in the best interest of the people. What's happened is that there's been this corporate system that has usurped the government and has put itself up there and is masquerading as government. And it essentially its main activity is human trafficking or extortion from the population via human trafficking. That's what it does. It places a commercial value on everybody and it extorts the wealth of the nation and the wealth of the people into private hands. That's what it is. We've got a corporate system. You'll find that your local council is registered as a corporation. Byron Council here is registered as a corporation. State of New South Wales is registered as a corporation, and the Commonwealth of Australia is registered as a corporation.
As is the corporate City of London.
System. Yeah, it's all a corporate system. So once you start realising that, you can kind of show it to people in that way, and you can say, well, look, are you a member of this corporation? McDonald's is a corporation. Do you owe allegiance to McDonald's? If you go into McDonald's and they have a set of rules there that you have to do these things in order to be in their store, would you even go to their store? Of course you wouldn't.
No.
You know, and it's the same thing. It's a corporate system. Only we've got these police and they use intimidation. They use terrorism, essentially, to enforce non-existent contracts upon people. That's basically what we've got. And I think people are waking up to it. And you can kind of show this to people by just showing them the bills and showing them the way the system runs. Have a look at this video and show that to your neighbours and get them to understand that this is the way their local council works. And if they're annoyed about their rates, because these are things that everybody, problems everybody's got, you know, rates and taxes and all the bills that our councils and governments send to us. Well, what if all of these bills are actually coming from a corporation that you don't owe any allegiance to and that you can actually prove is breaking the law? Well, then you can demonstrate that to them, you can demonstrate that to the court, and you can charge these people. And, you know, really, with what they're doing, it goes as far as being sedition or even treason. And so people just need to have a look at how it works. I think that's a good way.
Yeah, agreed. Now, your latest video on your YouTube channel is with regards to the Sandy Hook tragedy over there that happened in December. Sometime in December. What are your thoughts on this? Because there's been all sorts of videos come out where you can see, it looks like, members of the family rehearsing before they go live on air on the news shows and getting into some sort of character. A lot of discrepancies in the official version, like the ambulance was parked God knows how far down the road and there was just the one ambulance. Coincidentally, same as 9/11 and 7/7, there was a training exercise going on that day. What are your thoughts on it?
Look, there's so many things about it that don't add up. I mean, there's some people saying it was just people playing these roles, and there's some people saying no children died. I mean, I really don't know. I can't make the call. But I think there's a lot of it has been set up, not only to take the guns from the American people, but to create an air of conspiracy around it. I mean, there's so much that's been put there. I mean, why do these videos exist? Why is there footage of Gene Rosen rehearsing his lines? Who took the footage? Who posted it online? Why was their tribute site set up? There's actually a video that was posted on Vimeo by a guy called Joseph Armatrano, and it's a video which is a Sandy Hook tribute video that was posted on November the 10th.
Oh, I haven't seen that
November
one.
The 10th. Yeah. This is you can search Joseph Armatrano. You can search that, and you can go on Vimeo, search for Joseph Armatrano. You can look at the time stamp on the video. When you upload video to Vimeo, it puts a time stamp on the video.
Yeah.
And the time stamp on this one particular video, which is the Sandy Hook Elementary School Tribute, Newtown, Connecticut, is November the 10th. What's that doing there? You know, so there's been a lot of stuff that's been set up to, I believe, trap the truth community, trap the alternative research movie, to make it look like a conspiracy so that people will be ringing up and harassing people like all the people that are involved, all these people who may have just, excuse me, lost their children. You know, you're going to see, like you are now, you're seeing on the news how the kindly old man is getting harassed, how some of the family members are being harassed, how Robbie Parker had to take down his Facebook page because he was getting harassed, you know, all this sort of stuff. So they're using this to not only take the guns, but also to vilify all alternate research and paint everybody as crazy. It's bait, I believe. It's bait for conflict. I think that the United States government wants conflict. It wants a civil war. It wants a reaction from the people. They've got everything in place. They've got all the FEMA camps in place. They've got all the hollow points. They've been like 1.6 billion, I think, hollow points have been given to Homeland Security. That's four hollow points for every man, woman, and child in the country. They've got all the laws in place where they've taken away habeas corpus. They've got illegal prisons overseas. They've legalized torture. They've done all sorts of stuff that you wouldn't do if you're a free nation. And now they're just like the bully in the schoolyard, and they're baiting people. They want a reaction. You know, I don't think it's all about taking guns. I think it's about getting a reaction. And I think the whole thing's been very, very carefully staged. Whether the children died or whether they didn't, whether it was actors or whether it wasn't, I don't know. I can't make that call. It's very difficult to believe anything that comes from the media these days. I know that. And
I mean, there was that video, wasn't there, with the little girl, and then she appeared on Obama's lap. That, you know, when Obama went in for the photo of, the photo opportunity, when Obama turned up there, and it was the same little girl that the Facebook page had been set up for her as well.
Well, it could be a younger sister. That photo could have been taken a year earlier, and that could be a younger sister in the same dress. I can't make the call. You know, it looks like her, but I don't know. I can't see a clear enough picture of it to know. So you'll never get a clear enough picture. It always will suggest that there's a conspiracy there. And I believe a lot of this stuff has been put there deliberately. Why would they have her? with her hair parted the same way, even if it is her little sister. Let's say the little girl died and that's her little sister. Why would they put her there with her hair parted the same way in the same dress? You know, it's been placed there purposely. Why would they include the footage of Robbie Parker smiling the way he does? I mean, maybe he was just drugged. My sister, her niece committed suicide about 6 months ago, and I saw her on that day, and she was laughing and smiling because she was drugged to the eyeballs, because she had the ambulance had come and filled her full of drugs because she was not handling things at all. And she was like, she was off a dial for the whole week after her daughter committed suicide. She didn't really hit her until a week later, till she came off the medication and the people started to thin out around her. Then she started to feel it, and then she went through the grief. So, and I can't make the call. That's the thing. What I'm seeing is that there's a lot of stuff that's been set up to make it look like it's a conspiracy. Whether it happened or not, I don't know. I'm just looking at it on the bigger scale of what it's, what the repercussions are going to be. And when I see these people being attacked and I see it on the mainstream media and then I see them saying, oh, they're saying it was a hoax and they're calling actors, and I see sites that are set up to say that everybody's actors and all this, well, there's been all this planning put in place for this. A lot of people look at it and say this is a really sloppy event. I actually think it's all the world is a stage, and this is a very well staged event. And I think it's a coup d'etat. It is a force that operates within the US government, that has infiltrated the government and is taking over from within. And the next step is disarming the American people. I mean, this coup d'etat has been going on for a long time. Yeah. But this is just the obvious, they're calling check. You know, now.
Yeah, because we had the Batman shootings, didn't we? And we saw the guy sitting in the court who just didn't have a clue what day of the week it was. That set the ball rolling, didn't it, for the gun confiscation even more. And then this, it seems, was the final bit of icing on the cake, really, to enforce, you know, these more laws and give Obama even more powers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Obama's a puppet. I mean, it's a puppet government. It's run by the Crown Corporation. It's a war machine is what it is, you know, and you can't really, you know, these people, they're thinking they're going to do it by voting new people in. I mean, that's not the way it works. It's a puppet show, you know. But, I mean, yeah, the Sandy Hook shooting, the way it's been set up, though, like even Adam Lanza, I mean, his mum was a prepper. Why was she a prepper? Because she thought that there was a crunch coming. Why? Because she was a conspiracy theorist. Oh, look, these people who just shot all these children, they were preppers and conspiracy theorists. And now these conspiracy theorists, they're attacking the parents of the children. They're attacking anybody that's involved. These are a new form of domestic enemy. Not only do we need our guns taken, but we need Homeland Security to deal with these people. This is what's been set up. So all of the opposition to the government is also being set up in this operation, whether the kids died or whether they didn't. The fact that all of these little things are there, these little bits of bait, the fact that the last drawing of the child happened to be an owl that they had to show you. You know what I mean? Did you catch that? One of the little girls, the last picture that she drew, she was a great artist, and they hold up this picture of an owl. Of course it has to be an owl.
Oh, wow.
Bohemian Grove. I mean, they're saying, come on, guys, call it. You know, here's a rehearsal video of Gene Rosen. Who took the video? How did it get online? Why was it posted? What's its purpose? Why is it there? It's there to bait you. And the people have taken it hook, line, and sinker, you know.
Totally.
So you can see how this is being played. If you really look at the bigger picture, I think it's being played very well. And I think that people have to be very, very careful how they handle this issue. I think it's a very, very crucial point. I think it's the biggest event we've seen, the most pivotal event we've seen since 9/11.
Yeah. So how's things going in Australia? What's the situation over there with sort of reforms and changes to government legislation and the enslaving of people and the whole financial thing as well? What's life over there like at the moment, Max?
Oh, you know, the march to globalism and totalitarianism and the loss of rights and corporate corruption marches steadily forward. What can I say? I mean, it's as bad as everywhere else. We've got a completely corrupt government. We've got an absolutely insanely destructive corporate system in place in this country. But again, we've got people that are standing up against it. We've got people that are standing up in court calling the councils on what they're doing, because the way they're setting it up, it's being done basically through local councils. And everyone's able to pass the buck. But we've found a way through it, and we can actually hold these councils accountable for their actions, and we can basically give them terms. Then we've got enough evidence on them to be able to get the police involved if we have to. And it's time to take the country back, and that's what I think we're going to see happening this year. And where people have had enough. They've really, really had enough. They've realised that these public trustees, they don't care about law. They just write legislation and enforce their will upon everybody. And what they're doing is they're stripping the whole country bare like pirates, and they're transferring the entire wealth of this country into the hands of themselves and into the hands of overseas interests. And this is not what governments are supposed to do. So I think it's going to come to a head this year. And I think that's a lot of what this is about as well in America. They know it's going to come to a head, and they really want to disarm the American people, because the global war machine that is America, the only thing that can really stop that, even though it's run by European cartels and Zionist interests and all this sort of stuff, the only people who can really rein it in are the people of the United States. And they can only really do that with weapons. And it isn't that they even need to use them. It's like a mutually assured destruction thing. You know, the government knows that they've got the means to really do a lot of damage to government if they get angry. And I think they can still do it peacefully by impeaching the president, impeaching the whole upper house if they need to, the whole executive branch. I mean, we just have to take the matter in hand and realize what these people are. I think it's all opportunity. All of the problems, the worse it gets, I mean, it's still opportunity for change, I think. And I still believe we can do it peacefully. So hopefully we will this year. I'm going to make a big effort and get as much word out as I can anyway.
Yeah, fantastic. What about on the whole spiritual side, Max? Are people waking up to the spiritual side, the side of things?
Well, that's what this is. I mean, even when you're dealing with the legal system, the way you deal with it is knowing who and what you are. You deal with it by being in your flesh, realizing that you are divine under God. That's what you are. And no one is any better than you or any worse than you. We are all born equal. And everything below us is fiction. All of this stuff was all created by man. It's all fiction. It's a paper-based reality. I am a living, breathing, sentient, spiritual being. And by knowing that, I'm able to stand in the system. I'm able to face the system by standing in the power of my flesh and knowing of my divine perfection. So it is a spiritual thing. If you haven't got that spiritual understanding of yourself, you'll never be able to face the fictional legal system. Because in order to do it, you have to know who you are and not be scared to stand in it. Yeah. So it is a very, very spiritual awakening that is this. I mean, just waking up to the Matrix and knowing that it's fiction, that is an incredibly, a moment of incredible spiritual growth when that happens to people, when they can just, the light bulb goes off and they just see it and they go, oh my God, it's fiction. The whole lot is fiction.
Yeah. And when did you wake up to that fact, Max?
Oh, look, I've always been awake. I've always realized that everything was wrong. When I was 4 years old, I always thought this is all wrong. You know, I dropped out of high school because I thought this is all wrong. I couldn't get a job. It was all wrong. I just started playing guitar and traveling around the world as a musician because I just didn't want to participate because I figured it was all wrong. Didn't understand why the world was this way at all. So I started researching ancient history to try and figure out how we got so messed up. I started reading about the pyramids when I was 8. Trying to figure out what was going on here, you know. And by the time I just ended up giving up and just thinking the world's mad. And then when 9/11 happened, I thought, oh, it's getting serious. But even 9/11, I mean, it was staged. It was so obviously staged. I think it was done in order to create this whole conspiracy culture so then they could vilify the way they have it with Sandy Hook. I mean, one thing leads to another. Where were all the conspiracy theorists and all the whole alternate truth movement and all that stuff, where all the woodwork, the people that came out to stand up against the government, where were all of these people pre 9/11? Do you know anyone?
No, true, very true.
The people have been played, and this is, all the world is a stage, and Sandy Hook is simply the next event. You know, so we've got to be very careful how we play this. But again, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for spiritual awakening. Because that's the only way you're going to deal with it. You've got to be in your heart or you're not going to be able to do it. And it's that opportunity. So, you know, I think we'll take it. I think it's going to work out personally.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I have noticed, I mean, remember when all the protests went around in London for the Iraq War. I mean, we had thousands and thousands around the streets of London. 2 million people on the streets protesting about the war. But there's no one out now. There's that you don't see. Well, you know, we're doing these illegal. We're in Syria. We're Bahrain. We're looking at Patrick Henningsen. He's over in Beirut at the moment. looking at what's going on over there. I mean, there's no one out on the streets anymore protesting about what's going on and, you know, the illegal wars that we're entering now. Why do you think that is? Is it because they're fluoridated up to the eyeballs? Is it too much aspartame they're drinking? What do you think?
No,
why?
All of the above, aspartame, fluoride, chemtrails, mobile phones, computer culture. People stay home. They don't notice what's going on. They're only noticing in their world in virtual reality, the people they're chatting to, what's going on there in their circle of friends, which only actually exists on the screen, you know. Shut down the power, these people are going to be lost, you know. There's a lot of reasons why people aren't noticing. And also the bills. I mean, people are so caught up in the rat race now. It's so hard to survive for people. They just don't have time to notice what's going on. Oh, yeah, they're fighting again. Yeah, they're always fighting over there. I'm too busy. I've got to take the kids to this. I've got to do that. You know, the Arabs, it's always trouble over there. Don't bother me with it. I'm too busy. I've got this to deal with. You know, so they just don't care. And the kids, they just don't see it as an issue because they've been grown up in this virtual reality. You know, our kids, really, they live in a virtual world. You know? And that's why we're not seeing. I mean, back in the 60s, I mean, look what we saw then with the wars. We had people dying on the streets, you know, to protest the wars back in the 60s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just don't see any of that anymore. People are too busy texting each other, you know, or worrying about the bills.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Well, Max, I won't keep you any longer. I know it's late at night over there. And thank you so much for coming on for half hour with us. And we'll have you on again soon and let us know what's your next project, etc.
Yeah, no problem. It's going to be the Full Circle project and it's going to be big. So, yeah, look out for that one.
Brilliant. And the website is, Max, your website?
My website is thecrowhouse.com. And yeah, everything that I do is on there, all the radio archives, 6 films I've made, there's a lot of stuff on there. It's a wealth of information, really, so check it out.
Brilliant, Max. Thanks very much. You take care.
I shall.
Cheers, Max.
Bye-bye.